We continue now with our summer series, Do Try This at Home. We've been presenting great chefs from around the world as they take the mystery out of restaurant dishes that might not be in the typical home cook's repertoire. Today we head to London, where NPR's Ari Shapiro paid a visit to the home of a titan of the British food scene.
Simon Hopkinson created a highbrow restaurant. Bibendum has been filling seats in West London for nearly 30 years. His books are famous, like Roast Chicken and Other Stories, so this is a man with class. But when I visit my friend, in exchange for his giving up this cooking secret, I bring him some rather lowbrow contraband.
I brought you American treats.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
Campbell's beef broth, Andy Warhol style, straight from the USA. He can't get it in London, and it's the key ingredient in his favorite cocktail, the bullshot.
Well, a bullshot is like a Bloody Mary, but the tomato juice is substituted by the beef broth.
It tastes better than you might expect, but we didn't come here to make cocktails.
I'm going to make mayonnaise because it is something that is such a pleasure to make, but people are often frightened of it. And it's one of the most delicious things.
It is so easy and tastes so much better fresh that he sees no excuse for using the stuff out of the jar.
Show us how it's done.
Okay. Traditionally, it's made in a bowl. I like to make it energetically.
Energetically? That sounds like a new age way to cook.
Well, because you'll notice from the noise.
Two secrets. One, Hopkinson uses an electric whisk. Spare your arms. You could use a Cuisinart, but Hopkinson says that makes the mayo turn out clarty. It's a Northern English word.
It's when stuff sticks to the top of your mouth.
C-L-A-R-T-Y?
You know when peanut butter gets stuck to the top of your mouth?
Yeah.
And it's
that
C-L-A-R-T-Y, clarty.
The second secret, use a tall, narrow beaker or a small pitcher, not a wide bowl. That way everything stays in one place and doesn't splatter.
Traditionally, people will say the first bits of oil must go in drip, 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 drip. No more than that. I start off with a thinnish stream, but you can soon whack it in really quickly.
The ingredient list is short. Two egg yolks, a blob of Dijon mustard.
It's a bit farty.
A squeeze of lemon, salt, white pepper. Throw that into the beaker and whiz it around a bit.
So start off slowly.
Then comes the oil. He uses a mix of olive oil and peanut oil.
You're slowly pouring a thin stream of the peanut oil into this mixture as you're whizzing it in the beaker.
Turn up the speed a bit to get it really absorbed.
One final touch, a splash of boiling water.
And it softens the taste.
That's it. Glossy and smooth, homemade mayonnaise. It's more yellow than the version out of a jar and tastes much better.
What would you do with this?
Eat it.
Just with a spoon.
There are various things one can make from mayonnaise. It's the base for so many lovely sauces.
Do you want to show us one or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
First, he makes tartar sauce. Just chopped capers, parsley, and gherkins stirred into the mayo.
Always taste, 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 taste.
Then comes Marie Rose, sort of like Thousand Island dressing. It's a classic British sauce from the 1950s, usually served with cold shrimp.
It was the restaurant dish.
It's just a big dollop of mayo, a shake of Tabasco, a squirt of ketchup, and a trickle of cognac.
It needs to be pink. Very important.
Simon Hopkinson pivots easily from lowbrow to highbrow. He reaches into his crowded fridge and pulls out a Tupperware container.
I have here, as it happens, lobster.
What a happy coincidence.
He puts a bite of lobster on a small lettuce leaf, topped with the Marie Rose.
And just coat it with the sauce and a little, just to pretty the thing, little shake of cayenne or paprika on the top. Go on, crunch it down.
I can't wait.
Simon Hopkinson suggests putting a few of these on a plate next to a bottle of summery wine. Or, if you're feeling lowbrow, serve it with a bullshot cocktail made from Campbell's beef broth. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Delicious! Simon Hopkinson is the author of Roast Chicken and Other Stories. For the full recipes, plus other mayonnaise variations, tartar sauce, visit our website, npr.org.